And similarly, agreeing upon a plan in case the call or video connection that you're using is dropped. This will happen. And so just determine who's going to call who so that you're not both sitting there waiting for each other to call. And that gives that sense of security, just planning ahead. If you are using video, ensuring that your camera setup allows for adequate lighting and a neutral background. So one thing that you may or may not know is that if you or your client is being lit from behind by like a really bright window, then it will be hard to see the facial expressions of the person sitting in front of the window. So playing around with the positioning of your camera, and I'm sure you've already done this over the weeks, but if you haven't, you could check or revisit it, and with your clients as well, so that you can make the most of those video conferencing sessions so that you can really see the expressions on the person's face. Also, if the client is uncomfortable seeing their face up on the screen, as I mentioned earlier, you can show them, if they don't already know how to minimize their image so that they don't have to be distracted or upset by the image. Practitioners may also consider using a brief grounding exercise to begin sessions. So the idea is that you're creating this shared space together instead of the fact that you're, not in person. So by doing grounding exercises to begin, you can draw the focus into the session, kind of tune out the outside world, and establish that sense of shared space. For example, taking a quiet moment for a few deep breaths, having them focus their attention on each corner of the room, for instance, on the chair they're sitting on, the floor, etc. Those are grounding exercises. And I just want to mention that even if you've been working with clients for several weeks and you've gone through all of these discussions with them and establishing your safe space, it doesn't hurt to check in with them and see how it's working for them. They may have been frustrated by some aspect of it and haven't known how to bring it up. So you can do that for them and normalize that this is trial and error for all of us. And again, this is a chance to deepen your connection, to have this conversation and really join with them and hear what they have to say. They may be feeling cooped up and just frustrated that maybe there is nothing that can be done as far as changing the situation. Maybe they will just for the foreseeable future have sessions by phone, and that really annoys and frustrates them. Let them talk about it. Let them get it out. Maybe explore with them what are the things that they miss about coming in person, and maybe those needs can be met somehow in the interim. So maybe they really enjoyed just getting out of the house or having a change of pace or being able to socialize. So maybe they can turn their camera around or the chair around that they usually sit in when they meet with you so that they feel like they're in a little bit of a different space. Maybe they can rearrange things in their space a little bit that will help break up the monotony. Maybe you could do a little bit of small talk at the beginning to give them a sense of socializing, or, I'm just throwing stuff out there, but really having this conversation with them so that you can help them to be as comfortable as possible.